This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Lawmakers are expected to hear from the acting director of national intelligence today. Joseph McGuire is expected to talk about the secret whistleblower complaint about President Trump's call to Ukraine's leader this summer that touched off an impeachment inquiry. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
A small group of lawmakers got to read the complaint at the Capitol last night, including House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff.
I found the allegations deeply disturbing. I also found them very credible.
It will surely lead to questions for Acting Director of National Intelligence Joseph McGuire. Some Republicans defended the president, like South Carolina's Lindsey Graham.
To impeach any president over a phone call like this would be insane.
Even the president of Ukraine said he didn't feel pressure to act on the request to dig up dirt on Joe Biden and his family. Volodymyr Zelensky answered reporters' questions with President Trump at his side at the United Nations.
Nobody push it. Pushed me. Yes.
In other words, no pressure.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Meanwhile, AP correspondent Sagar Magani says President Trump's explanation for why he froze aid to Ukraine earlier this year doesn't match the facts.
Democrats are demanding to know if the president held back the military aid in a bid to force Ukraine to investigate the Biden family. He's been saying that wasn't the case at all.
As usual, the United States helps and nobody else is there. So I want to see other countries help.
And while meeting with Ukraine's president,
they have to feel a little bit guilty about it because they don't do what they should be doing.
What they're actually doing is giving Ukraine far more development assistance than the U.S. European Union institutions gave Ukraine $425 million from 2016 to 2017. That's more than double the U.S. contribution. Sagar Magani, Washington.
From the VOA News Center in Washington, D.C., this is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani told world leaders of the United Nations Wednesday that there will be no negotiations with the United States as long as economic sanctions remain in effect, after withdrawing last year from the 2015 international agreement limiting Iran's nuclear program. The United States imposed measures targeting Iran's oil industry. The U.S. said the agreement did not do enough to curb Tehran's nuclear development. Here's Rouhani speaking through an interpreter in an interview, courtesy of Fox News Channel.
Trust is something that Mr. Trump took away from this framework. We had an agreement. Mr. Trump exited without a valid justification, and illegally.
Tehran has since surpassed some of the 2015 agreement's limitations, arguing that the other signatories are not living up to their part of the agreement, particularly ensuring that Iran gets sanctions relief. An unrepentant Prime Minister Boris Johnson brushed off cries of resign and dared his foes to try to topple him Wednesday at a raucous session of Parliament, a day after Britain's highest court ruled he acted illegally in suspending the body ahead of the Brexit deadline. Amid shouts, angry gestures, and repeated cries of order in the House of Commons, Johnson emphatically defended his intention to withdraw Britain from the European Union on October 31st. With or without a separation agreement with the EU.
This government that I lead has been trying truly to get us out. And most people, indeed most supporters of the party opposite, regardless of how they voted 3 years ago, think the referendum must be respected.
Opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn called for Johnson to resign and rejected Johnson's taunting demand for a no-confidence vote in the government, saying he won't support a new election unless a no-deal Brexit is ruled out. The woman who launched France's Me Too movement against sexual harassment has been ordered to pay damages to the man she accused of harassment. A Paris court on Wednesday ruled that the female journalist must pay the male TV executive $22,000 for defaming him. The accuser says she will appeal the ruling, and the accused TV executive used Twitter to call the ruling a victory of true justice. The United States and Honduras signed an agreement Wednesday as part of a U.S. effort to stem the flow of Central American migrants trying to cross from Mexico. Details have not been released, but it comes after two safe third country deals the United States recently signed with El Salvador and Guatemala. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.
In broadcast, it's today's exclusive hits.
all wrapped up in one station.